May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord God, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Why would an evil spirit approach and challenge Jesus, especially while he was teaching in the temple, in the synagogue? When these unclean spirits proclaimed Jesus as the Holy One of God, Jesus would quickly rebuke them and exorcise them from their victims. Although Jesus silenced them, these actions amazed those who were present and made them wonder if Jesus was this long-awaited Messiah. The coming of Jesus Christ fulfilled the godly promise to Israel and to those faithful people who had no doubt God would keep his promise. Now, their current political unrest made them impatient, so they were anxious for the Savior, warrior, Messiah to come and make everything right. But who said the Messiah was going to be a warrior? In the Old Testament, God always gave his people what they wanted, even when it was not in their best interest. In today's Old Testament reading, Moses, the greatest of all prophets, announces to Israel that the Lord will raise another prophet among them because that is what they wanted. Later in Israel's history, they wanted a king because all the other nations had a king. So we want a king too. It was not enough for them to have the ear and heart of God. Once again, God gave them what they wanted, and Saul was anointed king. Saul's reign turned out to be a disaster for everyone involved. Okay. Now, the people expected and wanted a warrior Messiah leading them to freedom. Jesus was not the type of Messiah that they wanted or expected. He was the type of Messiah that the world needed. Now, how often have we prayed and pleaded for something we had to have? Did the focus that we had on our desires close us to the reality of what we were asking? Okay, here is a really simple example. I was a youth minister once, and all my teenagers that were under me couldn't wait to turn 16 because then they would get their driver's license, okay? And they'd say, Miss Marty, you know, I can't wait only a couple of months. And I always said to them, let me know how that works out, okay? They all longed for this unbounded independence. Not long after each one got their ticket to freedom, these gloomy faces would appear, okay? Because now they had to drive their younger siblings around. They had to buy gas. They had to help to pay for insurance. And they had to be home by curfew. For some, this meant they had to get a part-time job, okay? Although not cool, life was easier when mom and dad chauffeured. It took a while before they each got acclimated to saving money and getting their parents to trust him behind the wheel. So think of things we wanted, we acquired, and then realized they came with a cost. Jesus wanted to reveal himself slowly and carefully as the King of Kings. He didn't want demons to reveal his true identity. And often in the gospel, he tells the disciples, shh, don't tell anybody what you saw. Okay, it would be too easy for people to follow a divine warrior and expect life to be perfect. The promised Messiah was not a magician giving us everything we wanted when we wanted it. God's covenant was a promise that he would be with us and love us no matter what happens. This new covenant is one of love, but also of responsibility. We talk very little about free will. We shy away from it because really it's an old religious term. However, because God gave us the gift of free will, we are not puppets doing the bidding of an indulgent God. We were created little less than a God. We have the gift of reason. We can think. We can agree or disagree. We have the power to choose our actions, but we must choose wisely. Jesus Christ slowly and methodically taught us about himself and our relationship with the Father. He taught us and explained how much the Father loves us. Jesus taught us about love by the way he lived and treated everyone around him. Jesus spoke about the Spirit and how this Holy Comforter would help us to make decisions that lead to good lives. And the Spirit helps us to celebrate and strengthen our gifts and our potential. Instead of praying for what we think we deserve because we're so good, give thanks for the gifts that we don't deserve. Gifts given to us simply because God is so good. Now, if prayers go unanswered after the disappointment subsides, give thanks to the Almighty. We may never know why we did not get what we wanted, but be assured, it's always for the best. That is what trusting in the divine unknown is all about. Trust God's covenant with us. Trust the love God bestows on us. And trust the plan God has for our lives and for our future. Amen.